practice name withheld.
It's my absolute pleasure to thank you for calling our office, where we make every day fantastic and light up the smiles of you, our wonderful guests. I apologize that you are listening to this message instead of speaking with one of my amazing team of smile experts, and we will look forward to assisting you very soon. Our office hours are Monday 11 to 6, Tuesday 9 to 5:30, and Wednesday 9 to 4:30. Thursdays through Sundays, we are off spending time with our families. However, as always, should you have a dental emergency or an urgent question, you may reach me by calling
number withheld,
and it will be my pleasure to assist you. Otherwise, please leave us a message. We will be delighted to return your call just as soon as possible. Have a wonderful day, and we are all looking forward to seeing your smiling face very soon.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
So, to summarize then, Bill, the key emotional components here are empathy, rapport, and enthusiasm. And for empathy and rapport, the reason that you need to do that is because people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. The reason that you need to exude enthusiasm is that nobody buys anything, as Bill said, without an exchange of enthusiasm. To do these effectively, you need to listen carefully. You need to show that you care. Some very simple verbiage we'll continue to share with you is to ask people if they're experiencing any discomfort. It's to thank them for calling. It's to get their name. And it's to project, enunciate, and vary the tone of your speech to and to make it a little bit bigger. Raise the volume a little bit on the phone. This gets back to some of the concerns that we hear from people, which is that it's not their personality or that they feel like they're dishonest or that they're acting. Remember that the most convincing performances you see are people who are reading off a script and are the most believable. And it's kind of ironic when you think about it. But, if we were to record Jack Nicholson ordering a latte at Starbucks, I don't think we'd be too impressed with his performance. Now, if you say, Jack, we're going to record you, so please make a convincing, compelling performance for us when you're ordering that latte, we'd probably be more convinced and compelled and maybe even believe it more. And yet he was performing, wasn't he? Was that dishonest? I don't think so.
Well, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, that's why they make the kind of money they make and the rest of us don't.
That's right.
They're able to perform.
Right.
It's showtime. And one of my clients actually tells his team every single morning as they break their morning huddle, it's showtime.
I think it's a great mantra. You can come up with your own, but it's nice to say, all right, now it's just like they do in the before competitions, whatever it is, before ball games. You talk about what you're going to do, and then it's time to do it. So why not clearly make that separation from, all right, we've been preparing, and now we're moving into action.